Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea will be joining us shortly. Lyme disease is something that I worry about. I live in a very tick-infested area, and you've got to be so careful. And some people get it, and it's chronic. And so here to talk about this is our wonderful regular guest, Jacob Teitelbaum, MD. Hello, Dr. T. How are you?
Awesome, Lisa. And we're going to teach listeners today, for those who have a really common problem. Are you exhausted? Do you have widespread pain? Maybe neurologic symptoms, brain fog, these kind of things. And been looking for help. So many of you have. And you get a host of different answers to what's going on. So we're going to shine some light on the topic today. Do you have chronic Lyme? Do you have other problems? And the bottom line is, if you have these symptoms, how do you get well? We're going to teach you how.
Oh, that is so nice, because that's such a relief. Or first of all, do you find that Lyme disease is difficult to be diagnosed?
I think difficult isn't the proper word. Impossible.
Mm.
Unfortunately, there is no reliable test available. The standard test done at Quest LabCorp places will miss the large majority of people who have Lyme disease. A British Medical Journal called the test as no better than flipping a coin, basically guessing. And some of the other labs, the test will overread it, and about 85% of people, I think healthy or not, will likely come back positive, which means to me the test is not especially helpful. So I'm more inclined to go by the symptoms. If you have basically tired, achy brain fog, can't sleep, that's the classic pattern for literally over 100 different things that can trigger an energy crisis in the body. Dozens of infections, with Lyme being one of them. So the question instead is, well, if I have these symptoms, how do I get well? And simplest way to tell if you have an antibiotic-sensitive infection is to give the person a trial of the antibiotics. And I'm not saying for a week, but a couple questions to ask. Do you have a history of allergies to multiple unrelated antibiotics and nothing else? Then it's probably not an allergy. It's a die-off. You're killing something. Do you feel better after you get the antibiotic? Then you're killing something off that's causing the symptoms. And so if you suspect an antibiotic-sensitive infection causing your fatigue and pain, whether it's rheumatoid arthritis, fibromyalgia, or chronic Lyme, give the antibiotics. But here's the key, Lisa. If you just do that, you're going to feel better for 6 weeks, and then you're going to get worse, and you're going to keep chasing it with higher and higher doses of antibiotics until you're worse than when you were when you began. And there's a way to bypass that problem. Number one, treat for the candida caused by the antibiotic. So if you start getting nasal congestion, gut symptoms, gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, go with the anti-candida antifungal regimen. But for the listeners, here's the key thing. When you have chronic Lyme, you blew a fuse. If you have poor sleep, non-restorative sleep as part of the process, that's no longer just Lyme disease. It means you've caused suppression of a control center in the brain. It's like flipping a circuit breaker. And to turn that back on, our research shows use what you call SHINE, optimized sleep, hormonal support. I don't care if your blood tests are normal. That means nothing. You have symptoms of low thyroid, low adrenal, low testosterone, estrogen. They need treated with bioidentical hormones. Treat other infections, especially candida. A nutritional support. Very easy. If you have fatigue, pain, I'm going to give you some simple things to try, and I bet you're going to feel better. First of all, go get some ribose. You can get these, the stuff I'll talk about, you can find at endfatigue.com. You can find on Amazon. If you go to Amazon, the one I would get is called Shine Ribose. It's 1/2 the cost of the next lowest. And it's the exact same good stuff. Take the ribose, take Bex-Omega, take the Energy Revitalization System powder, and you're going to find within 6 weeks, your energy is starting to improve and your pain is going down. You can get clinical glutathione for nutritional support. Go for walks, exercise. And then for pain, if you treat the root cause of the pain, pain is like the oil light on your dashboard. You put oil in the car, the pain goes away. You give your body what it needs to settle inflammation and to give it nutritional support. Our research shows the pain goes down. So you could take herbal mixes like curcumin, which is amazing for most any kind of pain. Give it 6 weeks, end pain, comfrey topical, any menthol cream topically. So what people need to know, Lisa, is that when you have chronic Lyme, that's the tip of the iceberg. You need to treat with the antibiotics and often 6 to 12 months. But if you just do that, it's not going to get better. Go with the SHINE protocol. And that's when we see people's chronic Lyme start to go away.
That is incredible. It's such a relief to know that there's something that can be done. But it seems like this information isn't getting out there enough. So thank goodness you're here to talk about it, because I think so many people just suffer.
Well, we lecture to hundreds of doctors. You can go on YouTube. There's a video that has about 50,000 people now that I gave to a board review course to about 400 or 500 doctors. It's 45 minutes long, and it'll give an overview of treating fibromyalgia, which includes Lyme. But let me give a simple tool. For those of you with fatigue or widespread pain, it's a free computer program. You can think of it like a computerized doctor almost. It'll analyze your symptoms. It'll even analyze your blood tests if you have the pertinent labs, although you don't have to have the lab tests. It'll analyze all of that and say, here's what's causing your fatigue. Here's how to optimize energy production. And you'll see that pain tends to go away. Fatigue goes away. It's very helpful for the chronic Lyme. So if people can find that at endfatigue.com, called the Energy Analysis Program. And it's free. Take the quiz. It'll go through detailed questions. And it will then give you a printout and say, here are the underlying things you need to do to optimize energy. And you'll find that after 6 to 12 weeks, you're going to be starting to feel a lot better.
Now, does this help with fibromyalgia as well?
Yes. Any of the infections, any of the hormone problems, candida, that cause chronic fatigue, chronic pain. It's analyzing the underlying things needed to optimize your health so that the pain goes away, so that the fatigue, so your energy comes back. So it helps with this whole group of processes. Chronic Lyme, there are literally dozens of infections that can cause you to blow a fuse. It could be Epstein-Barr, it can be CMV, HHV6, parasites, candida. There are hundreds of infections that can trigger it. And Lyme disease is one of those many infections. Treat the infection and then turn the circuit breaker back on. That's the key to recovery.
And what types of foods should people be eating?
The keys, you want to, you'll find that most of you will feel better with a high protein diet. You're also going to find that low sugar is critical. You want to avoid excess sweets, and you want to increase salt intake. Good, sea salt, but really any salt. Salt and water is critical. And beyond that, of course, is common sense. Eat foods that are whole foods and healthy. You know, don't use processed food-like substances as the main part of your diet. So those simple measures, cutting the sugar makes a big, big difference.
Yeah, exactly. And I know you have a new book all about that, and Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction. And it's a fabulous book, by the way.
Well, thank you. And as long as I'm collecting my books, if you have chronic Lyme, get the book, The Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution. It's going to give you an easy step-by-step way to do that. The iPhone app on Android, it's a free app, Cures, A to Z, C-U-R-E-S, capital A-C. Look up fibromyalgia, look up these different things. We'll be adding a chronic Lyme section. But look that up. It's going to give you a step-by-step thing for whatever ails you on how to get better.
Dr. T, we love having you on the show regularly. You give us such great information. If people would like to learn more, they can go to www.nfatigue.com. I'm Lisa Davis. You've been listening to Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Take care and stay well. Thanks for listening.